Welcome into the Patriotically Correct Radio Show. My name is Stu Peters. Joining me is Richard Leonard, a war hero, Purple Heart recipient, my partner in crime. We've jailed a lot of shitbags together, haven't we?
We sure have. Quite a few.
Going to be going and doing that again here later this evening. We got a dime dropped on a felony fugitive from justice who's wanted for crimes against persons. We love those. And I'm not going to say his name because he's probably a listener. I mean, there's 2.2 million people on iHeartRadio listening live on the Mojo 5.0 station. Download the OpsLens app. Make sure that you get over there and download that thing. See, in a time when big tech is shadow banning and blocking and deleting accounts for anybody who's out here truthing, telling the truth, it's very important that you find reliable and alternative sources of media and news and information. Now, we're not a news source by any means. We don't really break news with the exception of, maybe a couple of things. I mean, we dropped some tapes, but that wasn't really breaking news either because the tapes were already out there. We just kind of put the story together, right? But it's really important that you find other things. That's why it's so important that you get over and get the OpsLens app. That's OPSLENS. Go to your Apple Store or to the Google Play Store and get yourself the OpsLens app. You can interact with the hosts. You can send us inside live videos. You can be a citizen journalist, join the Truth Brigade, all the stuff that Ron Hammond talks about. And lots of great programming over on the OpsLens app as well. And on the network, if you're on the Facebook page, then you already know that, hey, it's a great network. Matt Locke, every weekday at 11 a.m., that guy could talk for 40 hours, honestly. Yes. I mean, there is no shortage of content with that guy. None of this would be possible, by the way, if we were not talking about, and we're gonna for those of you that missed it, we're going to do the tape drop coming up right here. So ballots on planes, guy with all kinds of credibility saying this stuff. We're gonna show you what we came up with. But none of this would be possible without our amazing sponsors, and Verve is one of those sponsors. Now, you just received your cream and your bath salts. Isn't that cute?
Yes. Well, I want to share the love with my beautiful wife. She deserves to be pain free and yeah, relaxed as well.
Yeah. CBD is what we're talking about. Verve Forever CBD products, the highest quality CBD at the most affordable prices, and it's veteran owned as well. So if you go to the PCRadioshow.com and scroll down just a little bit, you'll see the link. It'll take you to Verve Forever. Use that for a discount. By the way, when you're trying CBD, we were unaware of what CBD does until we became I keep saying users. What are we? Consumers, ambassador. Yes, but we're also customers. Right? We're not just ambassadors. We're customers of Verve. And I use the product so that I can talk about it. Also, a veteran-owned company, Verve United, a subsidiary. They're a clothing line. Look at this thing. Trump lives, if you're watching us. Now, if you're not, if you're listening, I can describe this thing. It's a high-quality hoodie. It says Trump lives. There's another one here that says America wins. You got to see these things. If you have not had the opportunity to see these, get over to verveunited.com. That's verveunited.com and check these things out. We're going to get into this right now as PC Radio continues right here on the Warrior Radio Network. Don't go anywhere because the tape drop is coming up in just seconds. Correct. Richard and I spoke with a man called Ryan Hartwig, who had a story about a mysterious plane on the ground at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport after he received a tip from an anonymous flight attendant. Hartwig is a former Facebook insider turned whistleblower, and he told us that he's responsible for a criminal referral for that company's CEO, Mark Zuckerberg. Hartwig was obviously nervous during the interview as he provided photographs and talked about a suspicious plane on the ground in Phoenix. He did his best to put it together, but since our interview, questions around the night of November 7th are now producing more and more answers. PC Radio has received and reviewed sworn affidavits, court filings, and now audio tapes of a man claiming to have firsthand knowledge of ballots loaded on planes, secured by the Arizona National Guard, and used to jade the results of the 2020 presidential election in favor of Joe Biden. The tapes we're going to play for you are going to feature the voice of Kenneth Scott Koch. Now, Koch claims to be a family member of the famous political influencing billionaire Koch brothers. And these claims are also substantiated by another party on a separate audio tape. Koch recently ran for political office. He was disqualified as a mayoral candidate due to a discrepancy surrounding the signatures on his petition. Koch works for a security agency. That agency is called Mayhem Solutions. They're based in Casa Grande, Arizona, but according to online sources, the agency provides services statewide. Mayhem Solutions, the company that Koch works for, is listed online also as having a certain DOD cage number. This number apparently grants the company the ability to do business with and bid for contracts by the United States government. In a sworn affidavit obtained by PC Radio, the petitioner asserts that they had contact with a whistleblower who works for a shipping company. That anonymous person said that they were working a night shift on November 3rd and on November 4th when shipments of suspicious ballots came through the facility, traveling as a, quote, ghost shipment. The whistleblower describes in the affidavit a ghost shipment as one that isn't properly processed by a United States Postal Service facility and travels as a shipment that cannot be tracked. The whistleblower continued by stating that on November 4th, her employee loaded an entire can of ballots onto a Memphis flight. According to the affidavit, a can is described as a container that holds 1,000 to 2,000 pounds of ballots. The affidavit continues saying that a conference call was arranged between that whistleblower and a Trump team lawyer. It's unknown whether or not that conference call actually took place. According to the affidavit, the affiant says that they were made aware of a tip from the owner of a hangar at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport, who alleged that on November 5th, fraudulent ballots were unloaded from a South Korean plane and were taken to the Maricopa County Tabulation Center for counting. On November 9th, a police report was made after two individuals arrived at the residence of the person that signed this affidavit and appeared to be disabling the security camera system at the home. With a court-protected address, the person was told by law enforcement that it was likely that their communications were intercepted, and it was speculated that a GPS ping may have been used to track down the location of the person that signed and submitted this affidavit. Now, here's where we get to Kenneth Scott Koch. The affidavit says that on November 16th, an associate offered to come over so the affiant would not be alone and to help with studies. Knowing the security system was still compromised, the associate offered to have their associate, Kenneth Scott Koch, who claimed to be a DOD official and had expertise in security systems, come over to the house to check out the security system. The affidavit says, quote, he was a Koch brother nephew and former law enforcement deputy. The associate said Koch, quote, already knew about the planes, end quote. The affiant insisted that they speak with Koch first before being allowed in the home. And during that conversation, the affiant asked Koch how he knew about them, to which Koch replied he had information, but he would not speak on the phone, only he would speak in person. Koch arrived at the home at about 8:30 that evening. Now, according to the affidavit, quote, once in my home, Mr. Koch toured the home outside, inspecting the security system and location of all the cameras. He asked if I had any recording devices, Alexa-type devices, or cameras in the home, and he was told that there were not. The affidavit says, once in the kitchen, the associate suggested that the affiant show the footage to Koch from when the security system was breached. Koch immediately identified one of the men and said he knew the man to be employed by a DOD company, or excuse me, by a company that builds DOD aircraft. He named him. The affidavit reads, quote, at that point, I realized that Koch may have some association with the men that were at my door, and I subtly turned on the voice recorder for my phone, and that's when this happened. Watch.
Loaded stuff on the plane. She has video of it.
Yeah, video of something loaded on that plane. I'd love to see that. Because I know the two agents that are standing there.
Who are standing where?
At the plane.
The 8230?
Yes. Those are my guys standing there.
So if this guy for helping it, he needs to know.
Jeez.
This is that deep.
But is there was just making up a story? I mean, that's because he's got video. He sent me.
Said
he's, no, but he sent me some video.
Okay.
would love to see a video of somebody loading something on my phone. If they can produce one.
Well, he...
Seriously, God.
He says he has it. He says he has it. I mean, because I'm thinking of what he did to me, and it doesn't show the loading of something on the plane.
I put that Corvette on, and somebody loaded anything on that plane.
What Corvette? Like that? Oh, that little, that's my son's little.
No, my Corvette.
Oh, your Corvette.
I know nobody loaded anything on that plane when I was in Phoenix. There were things unloaded from the plane. There was nothing wrong.
What was unloaded from it?
That was rough loading.
Okay.
And they were shipped through UPS and FedEx here.
To somewhere else.
Las Vegas.
I thought some of them went to the Maricopa County election.
Some of them did. Most of them went to Las Vegas.
Okay. And so, that gave the tip, right?
I don't know that.
He owns the Swift Aviation. How would you not know him if...
Swift Aviation doesn't really mean anything.
That's where the plane was.
The plane was by Swift Aviation sits here.
Mm-hmm.
The plane is sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
It's not technically at Swift. It has nothing to do with Swift. They may have seen the plane. They may be involved with the plane. But the plane is in the care of the care of the National Guard.
So what about the 200 grand that he got dropped in from...
My guess is he's full of shit. Because our government agency, we don't need to pay anybody. The National Guard has custody of the plane. The National Guard will have custody of the plane. And so we're going to ambush all free.
Can I ask you one question now that you know that?
So why are they jerking me around? Why are they telling me all this stuff? And
a lot of these people want to be the center. They want to have information. The problem is, the information they want to have, they don't want.
Gotcha.
The information that they have is dangerous to come.
Yeah. I mean, I think I realize that because he's running around video recording all of those things.
He's involved in things that he shouldn't be involved in.
Okay. Like the three, and anybody in the three percenters or in the groups are on the watch list or no?
No, there's certain people in the three percenters that are on our watch list. They, we are watching them because they are bad people.
Gotcha.
They are not who they say they are. They have no interest in helping the three percenters. They don't have a big value.
The three percenters is a good group.
Overall.
So I'm not one of those guys that you're saying that he's just on a watch.
He's not a bad guy.
If it's close enough, they will shut him down. They have to make it look like he did something illegal. If they have to put him in prison, if they have to make him have a car accident.
So, I mean, that's always been the shadow government does that, you know, to, like, yeah.
So, Biden has to get in office, then get the vaccine.
So why is Biden, so they're controlling it, it's the New World Order, like they're getting Biden. So there's nothing, so the ballots did jade the election in favor of Biden.
Yes. The legitimate election, Trump won by a landslide.
You could tell by how many people show up at Trump. No.
I think California has always been Republican because of these things. It's always been,
wow.
If you notice, there's another thing that just happened that everybody's neglecting to see.
If there's any dispute that the voice heard on the recordings is actually the voice of Kenneth Scott Koch, a phone call was made the following day referencing that visit. His name is clearly stated during the conversation, at which point Koch says the affiant isn't as secure as she thinks she is.
To do with this information right now until she gets in here?
Yeah, I mean, because she thinks that she's just off the grid, you know, untouchable, and I've got her entire life history set in a file, including 11 of her family members.
Oh, I'm overwhelmed. Scott, Coke, I could have done without all this.
Well, I figure she needs to know.
Yeah.
That her information is not.
She does, you're right.
Public or private. Because she was just adamantly convinced that it is.
If there's still doubt about who exactly Kenneth Scott Koch is and whether or not he's telling the truth about the planes or his relation to the infamous Koch brothers, PC Radio was also provided with audio recordings of a phone call between the affiant and Koch's boss at Mayhem Solutions.
So I know he's not BSing when it comes to stuff like that. So, I mean, there's a lot of truth to what who he is and what he does now. So I don't think any of that's false. I don't think him being a Koch brother or a Koch brother's grandson is any untruth. I think it's truth. I've seen the pictures, and I know I've heard conversations with him and his mom and his father. And when his father called and left a message on his phone, I was actually there in the office when it happened. So.
So he's definitely a grandson of the Koch brothers.
Yes, he's related to the Koch brothers' family.
To further illustrate the reach of Kenneth Scott Koch and his proximity to the ballots and other restricted areas, we'll reference another sworn affidavit obtained by PC Radio. It says, quote, I was at the Maricopa County Tabulation Center on or about November 9th, 2020, at which time I witnessed a conversation taking place between a man who I recognized as Scott Koch and two to three men standing on the other side of the, quote, free speech barrier that had been erected in the parking lot. Arizona Senator-elect Kelly Townsend noticed this conversation taking place as well and made a comment to the effect of, quote, I wonder who those guys are. I told her I recognized the men and I would go find out. I approached the man I knew to be Scott Koch and said a friendly hello and asked if the guys he was talking to were poll workers. He responded that no, they were private security contractors and that the gentleman in the middle was the owner and that he, Scott, was working for that company now. I acknowledged this, made some other little small talk for a minute or so, and then returned to give the news to Ms. Townsend. I didn't think much of it at that time, but I did find it curious that they had private security at the tabulation center when the Maricopa County Sheriff's has been providing security the entire week prior. Now, some might say that Koch is lying. He's just some crazy guy that made the whole thing up. Here's his boss again referring to the credibility of Koch.
Necessarily mean that he was doing security. He works on the F-35 Strike Fighter. Those are DoD contractors. He has a security clearance to work on aviation stuff.
Okay, so how am I the bad guy here?
Well, I think because
to say that I'm covering for him, and that what he's saying is not credible when it is credible. Everything he says in that video or audio about who he is and what he's done is not false. You guys are just misinterpreting what he's saying and trying to discredit him.
There will be a slew of commentary on this tape. The position of some will be that this is a big nothing burger and that someone's just trying to push a narrative for political reasons. This is not an opinion piece. I do that on my regular program. That's not what this is. What this is a man who says he's a DOD official and a member of the Koch family, which is substantiated by the man that he works for and who was seen in a restricted area at an Arizona vote counting tabulation location, all corroborated by sworn affidavits and court documents, who stated on a recorded audio tape that he's aware of ballots on a plane, which he acknowledges were used to, quote, jade the 2020 presidential election in favor of Joe Biden. You decide. So that was the drop that happened over the weekend. And the listeners of this daily show they may or may not have seen that. It was all over the Liberty Daily. I mean, this thing has exponential amount of views. There's no doubt Sidney Powell is aware of this. We were communicating with the security team from Michael Flynn's office and talking to his chief of staff through the head of security that's there to protect the people that are, you know, releasing this information down in Arizona. This is not a political piece, like I said. This is not an opinion piece. This is one of thousands of stories, Richard, that are coming out every single day that has 80 million, 85 million patriots completely flabbergasted and disgusted by the fact that nothing has happened with this mountainous pile of information. And the talking points from the left is, why don't you guys just get over this?
Well, we can't just get over it because there's a whole lot of other things that are going on. And if it was happening in Arizona, that means it was happening in multiple other places. Pennsylvania, I'm certain it was happening. Georgia, absolutely. North Carolina, yes. Nevada, I'm sure of it. The problem is that there's just nobody that has the balls to come out and talk about it or drop the information to somebody like the PC Radio Show that's willing to put it out there for the masses.
May 31st, Memorial Day. July 4, Independence Day.
Mm-hmm.
November 11th, Veterans Day.
Yes.
January 6, 2021, Patriots Day. It's going to be a very interesting day. And I believe that the reason why Trump wants all of us patriots in D.C. on that day is to show them, and a lawsuit has been filed to prevent Mike Pence from, or ask him to not certify this election. It's a big deal. Now,
yeah.
Even if he does, there are still other avenues. There are still other pathways here. And like I have said, and this might be controversial, and I don't care. If he certifies it, if Biden gets inaugurated, which he won't, I really still stick by that. He won't. But let's just play the devil's advocate here. If he does that in fact still make him the strongest leader in the world? And the argument is this. More people support President Donald Trump than just the patriots here in this country. There are people in communist-ruled regime countries, communist regime-ruled countries, that depend on the United States for their lives, for the preservation of life.
Yep.
They back Donald Trump. There are people that really, really need Donald Trump other than the people here in this country. There is a worldwide coalition of militia, if you will, that will go to President Trump and fight this war no matter where it may be fought.
And furthermore, the people that around the world, the people that don't support Donald Trump, as you're outlining, are the ones that have something to lose. And so you're right. All these folks from everywhere across the globe who support him are and I would venture to say, are willing to pick up arms. And or do other things like boycott businesses or shipping, importing and exporting type activities. But yes, to answer your question, yes, he will still be one hell of a strong leader of the free world.
The question is going to be,
how does that play out is going to be interesting.
What is the military going to do? That is the big question.
The military is going to do what they're told because that's how the military.
No, I know that. But I mean, I'm talking about at the highest levels of military. What are they going to do? I mean, we can't fight against the most elite military in the world. The militia will be gunned down and destroyed by our military. It's just an unreasonable expectation to think that 85 million patriots can take out our military. Yes, we beat them in numbers, but in technology and weaponry, yeah. Not even close.
Yeah, there's way too many badass things that the military has.
And we just don't have access to those things. So if you missed the tape drop, there it was. And we're going to get into some more powerful conversation as PC Radio continues in just 60 seconds. Don't go anywhere. My name is Stu Peters. That's Richard. Get over to iHeartRadio and download our podcasts right now.
Votes. We will not stop. Any Republican senator is part of the cover-up.
What the f***?
Impeachment.
This is madness.
The PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Back in a minute.
And we are here to talk to you about Johnson Jewelers. Oh, look at that. I'm talking about our sponsor.
Choked you right up.
Yeah, it chokes me up. I get just so emotional talking about Johnson Jewelers. Now, listen, the reason why is because I'm a customer. Richard, you're a customer as well. I just, as a matter of fact, for Christmas, got the wife a beautiful anklet that she's going to wear when we go on vacation. She's going to wear it all the time, but it's custom made. She asked me, what do you want? What do you have in mind? And I thought, well, you know, she's here we are almost 11 years later. She's still holding the key to my heart. And so there's a heart there and there's a key, and it's kind of cliche, but it, you know what? It's supposed to be corny because that's what love is. And it's what I had in mind. If you have something better in mind or different in mind, then you know what? Johnson Jewelers is the only place that you can get something like that done. And the beautiful thing is it doesn't matter where they're located because they ship worldwide. Emails are worldwide. Phone calls are worldwide. So if you exchange a couple of emails, a few phone calls with the great people over at Johnson Jewelers, you too can have exactly what it is that you have in mind for you. Visit them online right now. JohnsonJewelers.com. That's JohnsonJewelers.com. That's JohnsonJewelers.com.
With a domestic population of 350 million and 7.8 billion worldwide, what the? We thank the 12 of you that listen to this garbage.
It's garbage, and I'll tell you why.
The Patriotically Correct Radio Show.
Eat me.
With Stu and Rich. Worldwide at thepcradioshow.com.
And welcome back to the Patriotically Correct Radio Show. My name is Stu, that is Richard Leonard, looking a little bit flabbergasted by that live read that I just did. And I don't blame you, because it was spot on, man. I mean, I'm telling you that it's really easy to talk about sponsors when you have great sponsors like Johnson Jewelers and Ver Forever. Make sure to visit us, thepcradioshow.com. See all of our wonderful... None of this would be possible without them, all right? So I want to go to this. This is a video that has been made kind of viral now, and we're going to talk about it right after this. Watch.
It's like 36 people with COVID in the ICU. Whenever there's a flu, there's only two or three patients at a time in the ICU.
This woman is getting preached to inside of what appears to be like a drugstore for not wearing a mask.
I'm not saying COVID's not real. I'm just saying I'm not sick. Well, I'm not sick, and asymptomatic spread has been shown to be a myth. So why am I going to be treated like a sick person? Do you know that there have been fewer deaths overall in 2019 than there were in 2018? Look it up. Fewer deaths overall. All they've done is recategorize all the deaths. This is not what they're telling us it is. It's a lie. This is a lie, I'm telling you. It's a lie. And everyone's buying it. And it'll go on and on and on as long as they feed us this lie and we comply with it. And I'm done. Tonight, I reached a breaking point. I'm done. I know I'm not reaching anyone here.
Everybody's unhappy.
I don't care. I'm not putting that on my face. I'm not going to. I'm a healthy person. I'm not crazy. This is like psychosis. For everyone to put all this stuff on their face when they're healthy is insanity. It's absolute insanity. Go ahead. They can't arrest me because there's no law. No, I'm a healthy person. I don't need to wear masks. I would love to see what happens. Honestly, I'm moving tomorrow.
I kicked you out a long time ago, and you're refusing after I'm offering you something.
Epsom salts and corkscrew. But I'm really curious to see how are they going to arrest me for a law that doesn't exist.
Epsom salts and a corkscrew, yes, and you're willing to risk people's lives.
No, I'm not risking anyone's lives because I'm healthy.
How do we know that you're healthy?
I'm fine. Look at me.
Do you understand
that people... Asymptomatic spread is not a thing. They've already shown there is no asymptomatic spread. There is no asymptomatic spread. I don't have symptoms. I'm fine.
How do you know?
I'm not a carrier of disease. This is what I'm saying. They're treating us like we're diseased. You just said, how is it treating you like your disease? But then
wearing
you're telling
a mask
me how you
is
know.
Not an imposition to be careful with other people's health.
When, it's not just the mask.
This
it's
is the epicenter of
it's
the country.
It's the lockdowns. It's everything. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm done.
Wow. Listen,
good for her.
Yeah, and this is going on everywhere. And listen, I was not a never masker guy. I was like, whatever, I'll wear them when I need to. I have now turned into a never masker guy. And if you want me to leave, listen, I'm not going to cause a scene, okay? That's just not who I'm – well, it is who I am, kind of, I guess.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to, because here's the deal. You just don't – you won't get my business anymore. I will then rule you to be a CCP business, and I will not do business with the CCP, the Communist Chinese Party, by the way. And the woman here is exactly right. There were more deaths last year overall than there were this year. So if the world-ending plague, Richard, is so real – then why aren't people just dying and falling over? Now, at the beginning of this thing, I was called, I was called insensitive. Mm-hmm. I was called a bigot. I was called a conspiracy theorist. Mm-hmm. I was called a racist, okay, because I didn't believe in the hype from the coronavirus. I'm like her. I'm not denying the fact that the COVID really exists. I know people that have had it. I know people that have had it and been asymptomatic. I know people that have had it and had no symptoms whatsoever. I know some people that have had it and they lost their taste and smell. They still haven't regained their taste and smell. And this thing was like 5 weeks ago they got over it, right? Still can't taste his beer. So that's great for him because he can save on beer. He can now drink shitty beer. That's a great thing, a good problem to have. But then there's other people on the opposite side of the spectrum that are really having a tough time with this. They might have undiagnosed underlying health conditions. They might have diabetes. They might be completely fat, overweight. They might have asthma. They might have, you know, anything that attacks the respiratory system, compromises your immune system, leukemia, cancer, things like that. These people, elderly people, are obviously going to be at greater risk for any virus.
And they all know that. All these people that have compromised immune systems and all these other conditions that COVID makes worse.
Yeah.
They all know that. And this whole idea of how do you know you're not sick is what really pisses me off the most.
Yes. Yeah. Did you hear that?
I know when I'm sick. Dang it.
How do you know you're not sick? Well, because what she's implying is that there's people that don't have any symptoms that are carriers of the virus, right? So here comes the papers. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Here comes the COVID-19 papers. Let me see your papers, reminiscent of the 1930s in Nazi Germany. Before you can board this plane, we need to see your papers. Before you get on this train, before you get on this bus, before you renew your driver's license, before you're allowed to shop in our store, before you're allowed to dine in our restaurant, before you're allowed to leave your house without a mask on. And by the way, is the vaccine going to stop the masking? Well, according to the pervert elect, the president erect, no. It's not, because the 100 days of darkness are ahead of us. The darkest days are ahead, not in our past.
And my question to Mr. Biden would be, do you really think that forcing America to wear a mask for 100 days is going to turn out well? Or is that going to just piss people off a whole lot more? And there's going to be mass hysteria.
Well, there already is mass hysteria. I mean, people are going absolutely bonkers.
But on a whole other level, I think, man.
And, you know, they were talking about online having mask burning parties and things like that.
Great, I'll go to that.
Yeah, me too. If you can burn my flag on the street, then what is that thing? Why do you have that? I mean, look at you. We're just talking about not wearing these things, and you're holding one. You know,
because I was using it as a napkin to clean my vape pen.
Okay. So the big thing here is freedom and liberty, and you're trouncing all over freedom and liberty, and people are just done with the masking. I am done with the masking. I'm not getting the vaccine. I'm completely unvaccinated, I will continue to get the vaccinations that have been proven and tried. Pharma is up. Why do you think Big Pharma is up in Washington lobbying, Moderna, and Pfizer? Why do you think they're up there lobbying to make this thing mandatory? Well, if I had a product, I would want it to be a federal mandate that you buy my shit too. Right? I mean, I'm guaranteeing 330 million sales, but here's the deal. Not only that, I'm guaranteeing 660 million because I'm saying that my invention won't work if you only buy it once. You have to buy it twice.
So one thing that we should commit to researching and trying to figure out is what is the price per shot? Is it $3? Is it $23? Is it $103?
Yeah, it's going to be billions of dollars. I mean, there's no question about it. And these companies are for-profit businesses. That's why they go into business, is to make money. It's the same reason why the restaurateur goes into business, whose freedom and individual liberties you're trouncing and smashing and crushing by forcing them to close with hypocritical mandates while you go gallivanting around the world and the country. Governor Tim Jong Walls from Minnesota, the tyrant, he got on a plane and went to Florida for the holidays. Well, why do you think he picked Florida? I mean, other than the weather. Well, he picked Florida because down there, Ron DeSantis is open. He's doing it correctly. He's doing it right. In the beginning of this thing, when I was being called insensitive and a bigot and a racist for saying Nancy Pelosi is going to politicize the hell out of this thing, I was right. I called it. She did it. And one of the things that I said at the beginning of this was, listen, if this thing is as contagious and as deadly as Dr. Fauci, the liar, is claiming it to be, then why aren't essential workers dropping dead, just dropping over, keeling over? Why are we not stepping over piles of bodies in the street? If this thing is as contagious as you say it is, then why do I have to go way up into the blood-brain barrier with this dildo in order to get your sample? Why can't I just swab your mask? You know, why can't I just swab your spit? Why can't I just come into your home and take a sample off of your wall?
Off your pillow. It's probably all over folks' pillow. It's on toothbrushes, all that crap.
If it was as contagious as they said it was, and if it was as deadly as they say it is, then why are there not biohazard disposal containers for these masks to go into when you're done wearing them?
I wish I could answer that for you, bro. I think that the other thing, when we talk about how first line workers, right, are the heroes of this whole thing, I agree with that. It's not because they're facing some deadly world-ending virus, because that they have a 99.98% chance of surviving it. But it's the fact that they go to work every day with overloaded hospitals, overloaded clinics, overloaded everything, and they're working these people to like dogs. The reason why these folks are heroes and they should be Times People of the Year instead of Biden and Harris is because through the whole lie, through all the bullshit, they're still going to work every day. They're still putting on these layers and layers of protective gear, and they're still breaking out all over their faces and bodies because of all this shit they have to wear. And they do it with a smile on their face because people come in that are sick and they need help. But they're not going to die. They're not lepers.
My wife is an ED nurse, and I don't mean erectile dysfunction. I mean emergency department. And she works on the front lines with this thing. I'm not going to tell you what she thinks because she could get in trouble with her employer. And it's unfortunate that I have to censor myself in that regard, but it's my wife and it provides for my kids. And so I'm just not going to go there. I will never jeopardize my kids for the sake of a radio program. But I will say this is that she is a hero. And all of you nurses, I want you to hear me right now. You are heroes. You are. You deal with the shit that I don't want to deal with every single day, that I'm not qualified to deal with. I don't have the stomach for it. There's no question that we deal with things that a lot of other people can't either. Like, you know, searching dark places behind corners and underneath couches for people with guns hiding because they raped kids and they don't want to go to prison for a really long time and that they'll do anything to avoid it. The interesting part of the coronavirus conversation, and I'm sorry because I'm venting here, but I'm only saying what, a few million of you are thinking, which is the same thing, that this thing is a complete scam. It's the biggest scam and the biggest hoax to ever be perpetuated on the American people. But the most interesting part of it is what we're going to talk about next. And what we're going to talk about next is how the propaganda machine and how the politicians are using this thing, Richard. They're using this thing in ways that you don't even maybe see or catch, and we're going to talk about that as PC Radio continues right after this. Don't go anywhere. My name is Stu. That is Richard. We'll be right back.
We will force votes.
We will not stop.
Any Republican senator is part of the cover-up.
What the f***?
Impeachment.
This is madness.
The PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Back in a minute.
And here we are to talk to you more about Verve. Verve Forever. It's the highest quality CBD product at the lowest prices that you can possibly imagine. I was not somebody who knew anything about CBD. I wasn't well educated. I've seen it all over the place. I've seen it at corner stores. We sell CBD here. Didn't know anything about it until we talked to Tim Klon, TK, over at Verve Forever. Now, that is a veteran-owned company, first of all. The reason why he developed this stuff is because of the stress and anxiety that comes with being a veteran. His service to our country continues after he's out of the military by providing yet another service for veterans, which is absolutely amazing, and I commend him for that. But what this is meant to do is to help people deal with the anxiety and the stress, the post-traumatic stress, the post-traumatic stress disorder. They're different, by the way, PTS, PTSD. For those of you that don't know, take a look at it. But this stuff, and then we started talking to him, and he was like, listen, this can help your kid with his ADHD. That hit home for me. This can help you with your stress if you're not getting well rested. Things like that. It can help. And not only that, not only do they have the CBD that you take for that, they have it in THC forms. They have it in non-THC forms. They also have creams. They have bath salts. They have facial creams that can help you with your like wrinkles and things like that. I should probably look into that. They have stuff for your pain. I told you I was slated for shoulder surgery. Didn't have to have it because of this stuff. I'm telling you, you got to go check it out. You have to check it out. Go to our website right now, thepcradioshow.com. Click on the Verve Forever link, thepcradioshow.com, thepcradioshow.com. That's thepcradioshow.com.
Attention, liberal snowflakes. Caught you listening again.
Well, you happen to have caught me in a moment of self-pleasure.
Stewie and Richie, the patriotically correct radio show is on the Warrior Radio Network.
Welcome back to all of our iHeartRadio listeners. And if you haven't had the opportunity to download the podcast yet, we are on iHeart. We are, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, Spreaker. Anywhere that you can think of where you can get a podcast, you can get it there. If you're not able to listen live every day, we understand that. Or maybe you just want to go back. Maybe you want to tell, hey, honey, listen to this. Listen to what they were talking about. Can you believe this? That Dr. Fauci told kids that Santa Claus got a COVID-19 vaccine. So
what?
What's happening here? Yes. The New York Post. Go look at it. This is what I'm talking about. This is the psychological operation, the psyops that are being used are now against our kids because you have made up your mind. I have made up my mind. We are middle-aged, grown men. We come from a place where we were raised with family values, core values. We were raised by strong fathers. You were, and so was I. We had mothers that cared about the success in our future. We had a family structure that involved, please don't come upstairs until your bed is made. I talked about this yesterday before we had Shemaine Nugent on. And so I don't want to repeat myself or beat a horse here. I'm not Sean Hannity. But what I'm saying is, because of the way that we were raised, we have become independent and free, critical thinking people. No matter what the government tells us, our minds are made up. You're not coming for my guns, whether it is a matter of public health and safety or national security. You're not going to get them without me or you being significantly hurt, imminent great bodily harm, or death. It's not happening. I'm not giving up my guns. I have made up my mind, and there's nothing that you can say on the television to get me. Here's another one. I don't believe that all cops are racist. I don't believe that there's systemic racism in law enforcement. I support the police, and I do not believe that they are murderers. Okay, I don't believe that they're out here hunting down black and brown people to kill them. And there is nothing that my government can tell me to change my position on that. Okay, here's another one. I believe in God. I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I don't evangelize. I don't go out here and push God onto people. I don't force him down people's throats. They'll get it. They'll get it. Because when it's time to go, you know, Valhalla, okay, when it's time to go, you will either have a relationship and be welcomed into his kingdom or you will not. I'm not going to force it down your throat. And there is nothing that my government can tell me that is going to change my mind. They know this. And so now, instead of targeting you and I, they are targeting the super youth. There is a book in Minnesota approved by Governor Tim Walz for kindergarten age kindergarten age kids that teaches them. It's an audio book with video and everything. It was approved by the governor and is specifically being taught in school district number 196 right now. The book is there that teaches kids, indoctrinates them, that the police are racist murderers.
Absolute bullshit.
Dr. Fauci is telling kids that Santa Claus got the COVID-19 vaccination. So what does all of this mean? If they can't change your mind, and if they cannot change my mind, what the attempt is here, what the goal is here, is to eradicate, to completely abolish, to rid the planet of any independent and free critical thinking, specifically conservative or pro-police voices or brains that are left on the planet. Because then it makes the mission for communism in America, it makes the mission for their platform of power, control, compliance, and money so much more easily attainable, because they don't have the resistance that they would have if they tried to accomplish it now. So this is a plan for the future. This is a plan to indoctrinate young kids that the police are bad. They are racist. They are murderers. Resist the police whenever you can. This is an attempt to then indoctrinate them that there should be a new way of policing in America, right? The welcoming way, the way without guns, without violence, the de-escalation, the mental health approach to policing. It's okay if he raped her because he's dealing with some things. We have to focus on the why. Why did he do that? Let's help him. There are government programs. If you will just fund this, we can accomplish so much together, and we can live in a world without hate, a world without division, a world full of unity, a world without racism.
This reminds me of a month or two ago when we had Mike Phillip on our show. And we were talking about
American Uck Radio, by the way. Great program.
Yep. Great. And we were talking about the Chinese soldiers that were in Canada.
Yeah, British Columbia.
And how China, the Communist Party of China, does very calculated moves to ensure their power later on down the line.
Right.
And so what you were just talking about really makes me think about, well, shit, if we're going to indoctrinate our kids that the police are bad, that you should just do what the government tells you because they're going to tell you it's in your best interest, things like getting a vaccine that was thrown together faster than I can throw together an effing meatloaf in my kitchen, that is, in my mind, a way for them to ensure that the power that they're looking to invoke on our country. Because they probably know, they figured it out, that there's way too many patriots in this country that aren't going to fall for their bullshit. So now we're going to go for them to the weak, the sheeple, as we talked about yesterday, and the children. Because what are most children in the ages of, let's just say, 10 to 19? They don't give a shit what their parents say.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. And let's have that conversation. How many kids do you know right now that are, you know, high school, middle school aged even? How many, just think of all the people that you know in your family. And if you're listening to this program, just think of your own. Okay. Think of how many different couples do you know? Do you know their kids? And then ask yourself this, how have you seen them react to their parents? Right. And then, do you see a difference in the way that kids now are reacting to their parents versus the way that you would have reacted to yours? Do you see a difference, Richard?
Absolutely.
Do your
if
kids,
I reacted to my parents the way some of these kids, including my own, at times,
right? That's what I was going to ask you about. What about Devin? What about Derek? You know, I mean, do these guys, do they say things to you that you would have never dreamed of saying to Raj?
Yes. Not only say the things that they do or don't do, I'd have lost my lips many times over by now until I did the right thing.
So this is an emboldening, this is an entitling, this is an embracing of our youth, and this is not happening in our homes because you and I were raised in a way that by default we pass on to our kids. And that's why I think that it drives us, it drives me absolutely nuts when my 9-year-old or my 6-year-old boys, when they look at me in defiance and tell me no, or when they go do something that they know damn well they're not supposed to do, or when they don't hold a door for that woman, specifically my 9-year-old, my 6-year-old is starting to catch on. I mean, I don't whoop them for not doing this kind of stuff, but it just really irritates me. It really gets me in my core because it's like, where are you learning this stuff? Or when my 9-year-old says, that guy is a real asshole. What? Where have you heard that said before? And if he says, well, you, Dad. Okay, well, then it's like, well, but I'm an adult. Mm-hmm. And so what I'm saying here is that the indoctrination of our kids, and just going back to this, to the real horrific reality of what is happening with, I mean, really, Dr. Fauci tells kids that Santa Claus got a COVID-19 vaccine. So what I'm saying by all of this is if Mrs. Smith at school or if Dr. Fauci on TV are preaching that the police are bad and that resisting this vaccination is bad, because look, even Santa Claus got it. So what's the insinuation there? Well, if Santa Claus got the vaccine, if your parents don't get the vax, and if you don't get it, and if your parents are resisting this, what is the likelihood, Richard, that Santa's going to come to your house and bring you presents?
It's infuriating, but you you know what, man? I think that this thing started long ago. This thing started long ago when it became severely socially unacceptable to discipline your kids, to spank your kids, or to ground them to their room without dinner, or anything like that. When corporal punishment was taken out of schools, these kids learn majority of this shit at school.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
They can get away with murder at school. Now, if these teachers were able to slap my kid in the mouth when he tells her to F off, I'm all for that.
Yeah. And if that kind of stuff is happening, I mean, that's pretty bold and brazen, but, and then you're dealing with a whole different
more
kind
than
of,
we think, bro.
I know it does. And then you're dealing with a whole different type of situation. But the reason why they feel that they can do that or get to that point is because of what they're being taught. So they're getting what they asked for. I would compare it to the same as these elected representatives that are calling for the defunding or the abolishment of police, right? But then they're calling 911 themselves over an Uber driver that they don't like. Or they're calling 911, or they're standing on stages with bullhorns yelling, where are the cops? Well, hold on a second. It was just like 2 months ago that you were on the same exact stage in the same exact park in front of the same exact people saying that these people are racist, they're killers, mm-hmm. and that they need to go away. But now you're asking, where are they? See, you're right. The abolishment of corporal punishment is probably has a lot to do with it. The days that the days of Dad taking off the belt are long gone without the looming threat of jail, right? Yes. And so you're probably right. And yes, that quietly started, but it didn't quietly start. It's out there. That's now referred to as child abuse, okay? But I think that this thing did start a long time ago. But now, the reason why they're so ready to do it in front of your face is because they don't have anything to lose. You know, they just don't have anything to lose. I have something to lose. I have a business that I run, that I own. I have a home that I own. I pay taxes. I have a career. I have a family. The woman that owns, Alibi in Lakeville, right? Lisa Monet Zarza. She's got something to lose by closing her doors on her business. All of these people, I just mentioned her because we had her on the program, but there are, I mean, literally hundreds of thousands of people that are closing their doors permanently, losing everything that they have because of this messaging. And the kids are learning that if my dad keeps his business open, he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
And so let me finish my thought. Going back to, have you noticed the difference in the way that kids talk to their parents? So what they're going to end up doing is you look at something like John Voight and Angelina Jolie. They don't have you know, the optics are that, and I, John is a friend of the show, so I hope I'm not getting too personal here, but the optics here are that they don't have a good relationship. They're on different ends of the, at least at very minimum, they're on different ends of the political spectrum. The things that they believe are complete, their ideals are different, right? And yeah. She's not silent about it. She's vocal about it. The fact is, if they didn't get together for Christmas because of this, because of the polarization and division and the magnitude of opinions now and how easily people are offended, that it's driving families apart. The idea is here that now if I don't get the vaccination or if I keep my restaurant open and my kid is being taught that I'm the bad guy, it's very probable that as I am needing care when I am older, I'm just shoved to the side and thrown in some home and completely ignored and totally alone on the holidays. My kids aren't even going to come and visit me because I was the bad guy. That's what they're being taught in school and by your government.
Our future, bro, our future is in grave, grave peril. We are, as early middle-aged men, we're in trouble, man. And I don't think that there's going to be, I don't think that we're going to be able to be comfortable to retire. I don't think we're going to be comfortable to live out the rest of our days and enjoy the fruits of our labors because of the fact that the powers that be are shaping our youth. And I understand and I agree that all of it starts in the home, right? Parenting is a huge commitment. There are certainly multiple people out in our communities that shouldn't be parents.
Yeah, I'll agree with that for sure.
We often joke that some people should need to get a license to have kids.
Yeah.
But I think it's true. And so when I say that our futures are in jeopardy and it looks grim is because, like you just mentioned, not just your kids are going to put you aside, but the community as a whole.
Yep.
You know, my father talks about times when he was a kid and the elders took care of the kids and, you know, my grandparents took care of the kids, but there was this like unspoken rule in the neighborhood that everyone took care of everyone's kids, which means you disciplined them, you fed them, you gave them water, you wiped their skin knee, whatever it is.
Yep.
And we've completely lost all that.
Mm-hmm. I'm fortunate I have that in my neighborhood.
Well, yes, you are.
You know, but it is definitely an anomaly. It's the minority situation. It does take a village to raise a child, and that is why it's so important to have relationships and to keep them, no matter what your political alignment is. But don't fall down the rabbit hole or get into the trap of going off the cliff in one direction or the other. Just think for your damn self. That's all I'm asking. And please raise your kids to think for themselves, because here's what's happening. I compared earlier to the propaganda and using the police and weaponizing them and kind of like the pseudo brown shirts of today, using the law to threaten you with opening your business. It is not defiant or illegal to open your business. There's no law that says that your business has to be closed. And I have a feeling that at some point, the people that are doing that are going to be vindicated. But what I'm saying is, you know, the Holocaust survivors, right? They lived in a terrible time. And those survivors tell you stories that are absolutely awful. I think that we are destined to be those people. We survived that thing. Horrific times ahead. Think for yourselves. Until tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's those that don't do it, maybe be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Fly low and avoid the radar. One day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, see ya!